We have a list of the available carriers in here.
So the suggestion would be to possibly go out and...
Just survey the market, see what's out there, submit. I mean, of all these carriers, I mean, we've got a whole stable of them there, but if we could get realistically four to five options back, I think that would be a good expectation.
And this isn't like the health insurance where it puts a huge burden on any of our staff, any of our employees. Okay.
No.
I'm sorry, do I?
They do very well with health, and so it's pretty seamless.
Okay. Because, I mean, it is what it is. We already have the values. We already have the property.
Yeah.
And you guys carry that load, I guess.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah.
Okay. I think it would be silly for us not to go into the market and
We wouldn't be doing due diligence without going to the market.
Okay. We agree. Yeah.
And if I recall correctly, last time we met, we approved a form after that.
The sovereign immunity form.
Preservation form. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Got that done.
And just a note, the reason we left MOPERM at that time is they had an increase of about $1 million. And there was no way we could accept
Do
it.
Do I,
Don?
I think it saved us money, but then when we switched, we didn't have the same coverage that we originally thought we had, and our deductibles were quite a bit higher, and actually was either the same or cost us more in the long run.
Yeah. We started looking through it. There were a lot of properties that weren't on the list that had been left off and things like that. So it did get back up there pretty quickly. Yeah. And we've also kind of coupled with that is, our replacement costs. Every year we do replacement cost appraisals. And those, as we spoke earlier, those are continuing to increase every year. We have been incrementally taking those up to try not just take the whole thing in one year. The problem is that inflation is going up as we are taking them up incrementally. So if we're at $10 million difference and we take it up 50%, so we take it up 5%, $5 million, by the time the reconstruction cost differences are factored in there, we're not gaining that much ground. So we have run those again this year, and we're around $11.9 million difference in what the replacement cost appraisals say and what we have on the policy today. We feel like those might be a little bit high from the appraisal, so we think we can maybe shrink that down a little bit. Most of that is in the jail, because that's the larger facility, and it's got the largest dollar amount in there, so it's about $8 to $9 million of that 12. So the rest of the buildings are pretty close. So we feel like we're in pretty good shape there, except the jail needs to probably be brought up. So we need to talk about that, too, as far as how much you want to try and take on in one year, increasing that. And I guess it kind of also plays into marketing it. Do we want to market it with the full values, or do we want to try and step that up incrementally again and get part of that number up to value, or do you want to just take it all up and try and do it all at once? Am I making myself?
I think we would probably lean on you guys.
Okay.
I'm assuming the best option is to incrementally, but I think again I would lean on your expertise and give guidance as to what your thoughts we should do.
Okay.
So just so you've got numbers to go with it, that's that spreadsheet that looks like this. And we utilize a third-party carrier called EQ Value for those building cost estimates. We also expect to get estimates from Travelers, and we like to compare those. So we've got two options to compare. Sometimes we'll see that EQ Value might be a little bit high for the market, and sometimes we'll see that the carrier is a little more reasonable with what they're offering as far as the total valuations. So right now, these are the E2 value valuations that they have done in blue, and so you can see that kind of differentiation between where we're at currently with those items in blue added back in. We'd like to get Travelers' thoughts on this too, because they will be offering renewal, even though we're taking this out to market. They will be offering those figures too. So our recommendation would be to increase those. And if that's something that you guys want to do incrementally, that's fine. We can do that. To Jeff's point, it is kind of like chasing our tail, though, because we're seeing those values increase so much every year based off of just construction costs. If we increase those to try and match what they were, and then that construction cost increases again, it's really, really challenging to get those to value. You guys are in a little different situation because you do have a blanket, so you have one big bucket of money to pay for all of those claims, which does lend in your favor. It's not that there's just one limit for every single building and you're capped at that. So that does give us a little bit of forgiveness or leeway with the carrier as well in paying those claims.
I think we're probably also privately seeing those increases with our insurance companies, and we'll see them more with everything that's going on around the world because it's not just what's here.
Absolutely.
And we need to go out for bid, go out for quotes, but we just need to be sure we've got apples for apples.
Yeah.
So the next item on the agenda is renewal timeline discussion, and I don't know, we just need to, we're going to get those out immediately. When do we need to be back to you for approval on that? Is that something we need to be back in November?
Don,
or maybe December? What meeting do we need to?
I'll have to have the bill to be able to have paid before the end of the year, so
that's the only requirement. Okay.
Okay.
And as far as budget, we can always just put that in there as a percentage increase until, you know.
And Don, you might get with him and let them know when you have to have those to hit the pay scale.
Okay. Very good. And then the only other item we have to discuss is cyber liability, and I know we've brought this up before, and it kind of dies on the vine, but we're seeing cyber is the number one cause of loss for public entities, not necessarily dollar wise, but frequency wise, across the whole Midwest, is probably across the country. Cyber is the number one driver of losses. We have a small program in place for a backup, so I think it's $100,000, which is very small for a county your size. So, you know, before we've asked if you want us to get options for that, and we haven't had any go forward plans. Is that something you want to take a look at, or is it something we just want to kind of go back to your IT person? Because I don't think they feel like everything's pretty solid, and I think it is. You haven't had any situations, but we're seeing it a lot. Our claims department is inundated with them every week, so. It's not something that's happened in other places to other people. It's happening all across our book of business. So
I think you can probably show some options.
Okay.
We've met with your entity and with our IT.
Yep.
I think there's a lot of the places to where they can infiltrate or whatever. Like, we don't have those systems. It's not like they can shut down our water system because the county doesn't have county water.
Yeah.
They can't shut down our sewer system because that's not under us.
Yeah.
So I think it's divided up to where we don't run the same risks as a lot of people you guys probably represent.
I think that's true statement.
And we have an internal IT department that does a very good job.
Yeah.
And without talking security over the air.
Yeah, I'd say without.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I was trying to.
And
there is stuff in place.
And I agree with that. There is a good program in place.
Yeah.
The
but
backup
as,
plan is weak from the standpoint.
As far as the liability side.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I think that if you want to put together some options, I think we can definitely look at those.
Okay.
But yeah, I just wanted to clarify that on the insurance side maybe weak, but not on the actual.
Absolutely.
That's
not on the actual.
Yeah, I think your cybersecurity is strong.
Our cybersecurity is strong.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that was said, yes.
And we met with all departments in the IT that are involved in it, and we'll continue to keep track of that, and the departments will too, to assure safety in that area.
Great. I think that's prudent, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll move forward with that. Any other questions you have for us?
I don't.
Anything else we needed to cover?
Do you have anything else, Commissioner Williams? We don't.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So at this time, we have 9:44. Do you want to back up the agenda? We had that one that we skipped over.
I think we need to postpone that until next week is my thought.
Well, either I don't know when. We may need to find out when a good time to put on the agenda is. So I don't want. I would take no action, and then we can re-put it on the agenda for whatever date works for everybody.
Okay. So on the planning and zoning rezone request, 1364 Bee Creek Road, we're just going to go with no action today, and then we'll reach out and see what works best for timeline to get it back on the agenda. I do have 9:45 a.m. That is the last order of business we have down here. We are scheduled for a roundtable discussion with Sheriff's Department upstairs. 9:45, we'll be in recess.